Bill watching and waiting. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Ukrainians on high alert for a possible Russian invasion, which their president said Monday would come on Wednesday. The State Department says they don't know that Russian President Putin has given that order yet, but from Kiev, Fox's Trey Yingst reports.
Updated intelligence indicates more than 130,000 Russian troops continue to stage on the border of Ukraine and could invade at any moment. Efforts for diplomacy continue. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. During Scholz's visit, protesters in the Ukrainian capital called on the German leader to punish the Russians, not the Ukrainians.
Russia's foreign minister says he's encouraged President Putin to continue diplomatic talks, but the State Department is relocating the U.S. embassy from Kiev to Lviv, about 300 miles west. A response to the allegations from Special Counsel John Durham that attorneys for the Hillary Clinton campaign infiltrated servers used by Donald Trump and used data from them to concoct a connection between Russia and the Trump campaign. Attorney Michael Sussman, who's facing a federal indictment for allegedly lying to the FBI, says Durham is releasing the information now to taint the jury pool for his upcoming trial. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says he believes those involved in the scheme thought they'd never be prosecuted.
They think they can get away with it because the media will not report on it. If this was the other way, if this was a story about how the Trump campaign had hired some data experts and others to go out there and do this to a President Clinton, this would be like we wouldn't be able to talk about anything else around here.
Senator Rubio on Fox's Special Report with Brett Baer. Thousands of Catholics who were baptized in Phoenix, Arizona may have to receive the sacrament again because a priest changed the word I to we during the baptismal rite. The Diocese of Phoenix says all of the baptisms performed by Father Andres Arango are presumed to be invalid. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
.com.
Justin Trudeau invoking emergency powers to try and put down a protest by Canadian truck drivers over that country's vaccine mandate.
The Canadian Prime Minister appears to have simply run out of patience with the truckers and others taking part in the anti-COVID restrictions protests. He's telling those involved to go home.
Occupying streets, harassing people, breaking the law. This is not a peaceful protest.
Invoking Canada's Emergencies Act gives the federal government broad powers to tackle the crisis brought about by the protests, although the Prime Minister ruled out using the military, but he did threaten to tow away trucks and other vehicles, freeze truckers' personal and corporate bank accounts, and suspend their insurance.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt, the truckers' protest has entered its third week. Federal prosecutors are expected to call their first witness in the morning in the hate crimes trial of three men accused of killing jogger Ahmed Arbery in Brunswick, Georgia last year. In Monday's opening statements, the prosecutors said they'd show that each of the defendants has a history of making racist comments. In Minneapolis, federal prosecutors have rested their case in the hate crimes trial of three former police officers who were present but did nothing when George Floyd was killed by fellow officer Derek Chauvin. A mayoral candidate in Louisville, Kentucky says he has survived what may have been an assassination attempt.
A report of shots fired on Monday at attorney Craig Greenberg while he was in his campaign office. He was not struck and wasn't injured, although a bullet did graze Greenberg's clothing. Greenberg later posting on social media that he and his team are all safe. Police say a suspect has been detained, and while it appears Greenberg was targeted, detectives aren't commenting on a motive. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Wall Street on Monday, the Dow lost 171 points, the S&P 500 down 17. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.